I grew up without parents. My grandmother was my provider. She of limited, very limited education. She could not read. She could not write. I would read her mail to her. I would write a response to her mail for her. It helped me to enhance my reading skill. It helped me to enhance my writing skills. You know, helping her helped me. But she could not, the guidance that I need and what to do, or if I got stuck on something, she couldn't do it. And I'm sure that probably bothered her more than I would ever have known. My brother, you know, he came out at 16 because he couldn't take it anymore. And the way that they treated him as a black male, and the way that Edison Middle School dropped him in the lower level of the school, in the basement, in the corner, with all the other black males. And it was a thing so that he could not take, day after day, the degrading. He could not take it. So when he wanted to learn something, he'd come home and he'd want me to help him because my education was on the first floor or upstairs, and his was on the lower level with one teacher who supposedly had all of these bad boys that couldn't learn, which absolutely was not true in the case of my brother because much of what he was able to receive in education was after he got home and we sat down and then go over his homework. Then I became his teacher. He got a job at 16, and he worked as a cook, did it for years. He worked construction work. But whatever he did was honest work, but he needed to have the peace of mind in order to be able to function, and he couldn't get that in public schools. Nina's right. I did have to go in and raise some issues and some concerns, some eyebrows, and, you know, some people saying certain things were happening that I knew was happening. My work through a social service agency to work with kids, work with teachers, to work with administrators, school administrators, I knew what they was looking at. I knew because I knew how they was treating my clients. So I was determined that I was not going to have my children and even the kids that I was that I was working with as much as possible to not have to go through a lot of trauma every day because they were part of something that society say you must be a part of.